Hi gang, it's Ollie here again from the podcast you're about to listen to, just giving it a little bit of context before we begin, because it cuts off rather abruptly before the usual sort of recommendation section that you all know and love by now. And that's because one of the XLR cables leading to one of the mics we were using cut off, so that Ben wasn't recorded at all for the last half of it. That's because XLR cables are shit. Guys, I've bought so many of them and broken so many of them, it's unbelievable. But I've managed to salvage through clever editing techniques some kind of sort of little mini bonus episode where we talk about some of the things we raised last week, and I think it's still some fun to be had. Just so you know, at the end, I recommended that Ben see, for next time, the wonderful film Blue Ruin, which was the precursor to Green Room, by the same director, whose name I forget. I'm so sorry. But a tremendous film, a sort of gritty revenge movie that I think Ben is going to love. He, in return, recommended me Pokemon fucking Go, which I've been trying to do, but it's very difficult to get over the embarrassment involved in doing that in public. Anyway, please do enjoy the show. Hello and welcome.
Usually comes in on a little
just
bit.
We're just enjoying a joke because we're friends in real life.
Well, yeah, we are. Yeah, we
not just on mic. Joke. Yeah.
Come on, let's start now. Yeah.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Hello.
I was just joking. You're very angry today, aren't you? You're on edge.
I'm on edge.
I don't know why. Ollie seems to be, you know, something's happened, who knows? But you just seem a bit on edge. You're a bit like,
it's
chill,
calm
yourself.
All right.
Is it because I was the leader last time?
Yeah, it's thrown off the whole.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The dynamic. Well, I'll take a back seat in this one like I do in the others.
I'll tell you what it was. It was that bloody, what's that called, spit guard.
Yeah,
I'm still on edge about it. I've just bought
it. It's fine, don't worry
about it. It's got the worst designed little thing to hook up to the mic stand I've ever seen. Frankly, I don't see how I'm going to get over this evening.
I think you'll be fine.
What's been going on, Benjamin?
If I had to put music to what's been going on, I can't remember the music. What's the music? How's the music going? Yes, that's it.
He's talking about the Wonder Woman.
The Wonder Woman music, which is awesome.
Yeah. If you got it. So his opening joke for the podcast failed.
Yeah, I failed it.
As a result.
Shit. New listeners aren't going to be happy. They're going to be like, fuck, who are these guys?
Switch off.
I'll come back when these guys have learned what they're doing.
Poorly researched material.
Yeah, to talk about geeks, you have to be like, you have to know everything now. You have to talk. You have to be like, so it's just come from the set of Justice League that Ben Affleck took a shit, and during his shit, he said, "I'm not Batman. I'm Deathstroke."
Some nerd on he didn't say he was Deathstroke when he was taking a shit. He said he was Deadshot. I think.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm,
so
morons.
This week. What's been happening? Nothing. I don't know why.
The Wonder Woman trailer.
Wonder Woman trailer. The Justice League trailer. It's been Comic Con. It's San Diego Comic Con 2016, guys.
Has it been?
This is the Comic Con episode, technically.
Is it?
This is what it would be.
I didn't even know it'd been on.
All the news from Comic Con. Yeah.
Okay, so we had a Justice League trailer and we had a Wonder Woman trailer. Yeah. I think they both look like poops.
Well, I think Wonder Woman looks pretty good.
Does it?
Well, Wonder Woman seems to be doing what I wanted from Captain America 1.
Which is?
Like Captain America 1, he should have been on the front lines fighting the war. Should have been there, and it's just, I like the
Wasn't he?
He was fighting Hydra, like because they didn't want Nazis in it.
So
fighting Hydra, so it's like
Hydra Nazis, though.
Yeah, but they weren't fighting on the front line. I always see
what's
Captain America
in a name, Ben?
With the troops, like the front line, not his like bunch of mates.
Right.
He's like, he's there on the front line. They're like, come on, Cap. And he's like, if I can do it, lads, you know, you can.
Mm.
But then, you know, the other guys die because they're not Captain America. So
Yeah, be responsible. But guys, just follow me. And Captain America jumps into the air and mounts a helicopter and throws the pilot out. Just follow me, guys!
Yeah, but there's something about that.
They all just get chopped to bits.
There's something about where I think like he knows. He knows that these guys might die. You know, chances are they will, but he's like...
And he's aroused by it.
He gives them that bit of hope. He's and that's what I like about Captain America.
But now it's what you like about Wonder Woman.
No. I'm just saying it's you know, they're doing what I wanted to see. But it's World War One.
I thought it looked very confused. Wasn't it like once we were in this, like, Amazonian place?
Yeah.
And then, but somehow also she's in the war.
Ancient place, but then she obviously goes to Earth. The Earth plane or whatever. No, it looks good. I'm interested. It's different. It's different and it's new and I'm interested. Come on.
That's what it made me do when I watched it.
The Justice League trailer made me do that.
Yeah.
It was just like, I hated that joke.
Super mega poops.
Oh, it's just jokey. And it's like, look, we can have fun over here at DC.
Yeah.
Look at our Suicide Squad marketing. Don't worry, the film's going to be shit, but the marketing is great and it's really cool. And you're going to have fun during this movie, even though it's probably going to be 2.5 hours bloated mess.
Two and a half hours. It'll be at least 4 hours long.
It's going to be so
long. If one Superman movie can be 3.5, then... Because Dawn of Justice was something like three and a half hours, wasn't it? It's a fucking epic movie. Yeah. It said nothing. Let's not get into it.
No.
But Justice League. Yeah, it just looks like Batman's like cracking jokes now.
I know. And he's like, he has a fight with Aquaman and then Wonder Woman goes, so is he in or out? And he's like, more or less. Which is it? Less or more? And he's like, less. He said no, he said no. Like, I hate that kind of delivery.
Yeah.
And that joke. Like, he said no. Yeah, it's it then.
Yeah, he said no.
And that's Batman.
Yeah.
Ugh. But saying that, I'm sure I said it in our podcast about Batman versus Superman as well, that Batman in the Justice League setting should be kind of funny, but they're doing the wrong kind of funny. He should be funny in the way of like he's so miserable and he hates everything and
yeah.
But in this way, he's just like Tony Stark.
He's just Tony Stark without any of the charm or any of the colour.
You can imagine in the Warner Brothers room, they were like, "Well, he's." Tony Stark basically is Batman, so why can't we make Batman Tony Stark?
Oh, yeah.
They're basically the same. They're millionaires. It totally works. Done.
We are so good at this.
And everyone loves Ben Affleck, but Ben Affleck's solo Batman film, it's got to be good.
I hope it's really bleak.
I think it will be. I think it'll be good. Have you seen The Killing Joke? That also came out this week.
I haven't seen it.
The animated, but do you know the spoiler?
No.
So...
Spoilers! That's our spoiler alert, guys. If you don't want to know what happens at the end of The Killing Joke, jog forward 59 minutes.
So, Batgirl fucks Batman.
Ooh!
You heard it here first.
And that's the twist, is it?
No. They just
turns out Batman and Batgirl.
No, they needed to like pad it out. Apparently, so. There's not that much in The Killing Joke.
So they just
it's only a small book. So they put in like Batgirl backstories to make you care more about Batgirl.
Right.
And one of those things is
that she bangs Batman.
She fucks Batman. And I guess they wanted to be like R-rated and like, how about Batgirl fucks Batman? She straight up fucks him.
So R-rated as in like it's full on penetration.
You see, no, you don't. You'll have to watch. I also watched this week, Batman versus Superman XXX.
Was that good?
It was a wonderful film, yes. It ended with the Holy Trinity, the Trinity coming together.
Coming together. Who's that? Batman, Superman...
And Wonder Woman.
They all spontaneously orgasmed, simultaneously.
Pretty much, yeah.
Sounds terrific.
It was lovely. It was really nice. And Lex Luthor had sex with Supergirl.
Of course.
Which was lovely.
A scene deleted from the Zack Snyder masterpiece.
Now, they were right, this scene... I want to bring this up because Lex Luthor was shagging Supergirl, but I didn't like it. It wasn't to my taste because it was a bit it was a bit forceful. Like Lex Luthor was really going for it and she didn't seem to be enjoying it.
I
was thinking maybe those two are just really in character. Maybe Lex Luthor has made her do this. But I didn't like it either way. That's not the sort of porn I like.
What sort of porn do you like then?
I like it where everyone's having a nice time.
No. Or well, even the woman. Come on. Come off it.
Yeah.
Disagree.
I like empowering porn. I like the woman being like, fuck you. I'm going to ride this cock the way I like it. And I'm like, yeah, good on you. Even though chances are she's been treated terribly.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But she gives the impression that she's not. So.
And she gets paid more than the man most of the time, eh? I love it when people bring that up.
She does.
As though when people bring up like the pay gap and stuff in feminism, and people go, what about in porn?
Yeah.
So you're basically saying to women, if you want to get paid more than man, get fucked on camera. Like, that's how you get it sorted
out.
Just
do any job. Just do any job, you get paid just as much as a man.
Controversial Ben Adams. So was it good, The Killing Joke?
I haven't seen it.
It's downloadable, isn't it?
Yeah, it's downloadable. Yeah, but don't download it for free.
Why not?
No, you should. You should download it. Download it for free because it's there. But I haven't seen it, but that's come out.
Exciting.
So that's exciting.
We can't really say anything about it.
No, but that's the exclusive, that Batgirl fucks Batman. I wanted to hear what you thought about it.
No opinion.
I'm a bit like Batgirl wouldn't fuck Batman. Like, she's a lot younger than him.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, he's a mentor. He doesn't fuck these people.
Yeah, but he's nice and strong, isn't he?
I don't believe he would do that.
No. Oh. You think it would be against his morals?
I loved the Batman comic, the Kevin Smith one, where he got a girlfriend and he was going to give it all up. Batman was going to give it all up for this woman. And it's like, it's really nice. And then they end up on a beach together and it's like, he's really going to give it up and it's great and it's lovely. And then someone slits her throat. And it's just like, fuck.
I'm not laughing at the idea that a woman got her throat slit.
No, yeah, well, I think we know who the real feminist is.
I'm laughing because it's just so typical that would be the thing that you like the most. Something that's really horrible.
Really horrible.
And really, not just, but kind of sadistically cruel.
Yeah, that's what I like, though. Yeah. That's what I like. That's why I like Crossed so much.
Yeah, it wasn't for my tastes. Crossed.
No, but I love the horrific, horrifically bleak.
There's got to be a bit of light with the darkness, don't you think? Can't just be all people
you
getting
like the leftovers,
triple sodomised,
which is really. I can't watch a lot of Shane Meadows stuff.
What?
But I don't like I don't like watching stuff like that. I don't know why. When it's really bleak with no ounce of like lightheartedness, I'm like, oh.
Shane Meadows' stuff has got loads of lightheartedness in it.
Yes, yeah,
have you seen This Is England?
Yes, I have. Yeah,
have
I
you seen
like
the
this
series This Is England?
Yeah,
you
not all
it
of
all,
it.
You
no,
need
not
to
all
watch
of
it. All
really?
Of it right now.
Yeah,
it's very, very good, Ben.
Okay.
I know.
I've seen the first two series.
I know what's good for you, and I'm gonna. That's what I'm gonna recommend that you finish that.
Fuck off!
There
I don't
you go.
Watch that shit.
There you go. I sorted it.
No.
You've just laid your own traps.
I've got Stranger Things to watch.
Oh.
Stranger Things, the series taking Netflix by storm.
It sure is. Kind of came out of nowhere, and now everyone's. Like,
it's great though, isn't it?
It's
I
really
love
good.
That it's great, and I love that it's by like the Duffer Brothers.
Who are they?
Exactly, Ollie.
Mm.
Who are they? And I'm like, that's the kind of name like Broken Toaster TV. That could be
it's not
easily
it's,
done.
It seems it's a lot better.
No, but there's better. Like, you better. Know, there's hope there, isn't there? Rather than in like stand-up when you're like...
You don't know what the Duffer Brothers might be super fucking rich cunts.
Yeah,
you don't know. Yeah, they might be the sons of Hollywood executives.
I know, but they're not, are they? They're people that have like...
How do you know?
...worked hard, because I've looked them up. I hope that I'm right. I hope I'm right. If they're not, then...
Spielberg's twin brothers, the Duffer Brothers.
If I'm not, then there's no hope. But if I'm... I'd rather think this and think, no, fuck it, there's a chance.
Good to see Winona Ryder back on our screens.
Exactly, yes. At first, I didn't like her.
Oh.
No.
You thought it was a bit histrionic?
I just thought she was a bit bad.
Oh.
But then as it's gone on, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, she's bloody good.
Mm. She just shoplifted and then disappeared forever.
Yeah.
That was so weird.
I know.
People have done far worse stuff than shoplifting and then just owned it and come back and it's fine. Mel Gibson's been in more movies in the last...
Yeah, but Mel Gibson was at a certain point in his career. Winona Ryder was still quite young and...
No, Winona Ryder
was...
Look
at Lindsay Lohan,
A-list.
Ollie. Look at Lindsay Lohan. Yeah, Lindsay Lohan was A-list.
Yeah, but Lindsay Lohan did all of the drugs in the world and crashed all of the cars in the world. Winona Ryder just thought, I want that, I don't want to pay. We all relate to that.
Yeah, I mean, I have shoplifted
like a motherfucker.
So have I, yeah.
Not anymore, though, just to be clear. Those days are over. Got caught twice.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm white and middle class, so got off scot-free.
Exactly. I'm always like, well, I'll just go, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Oh dear, I'm terribly sorry.
What
I forgot
am I doing?
To pay for it.
Like, of course I'll pay
for it. Too busy thinking of my pony.
Yeah, but you can get away with it. You know, that's like saying that nobody ever uses... Like, everyone uses things to their advantage. And that's one thing white middle class people seem to be able to use to their advantage.
Mm. Well, I'm still banned from every Sainsbury's.
So whenever really?
Whenever I go into a Sainsbury's, I'm criminally trespassing. So technically I could be...
You got proper caught.
Could be.
What did you steal?
I stole some chocolate pretzels.
And you're banned from every Sainsbury's for stealing some chocolate pretzels?
Oh yeah. They did not take it lightly.
What the fuck?
They took me into the... Basically, I thought I'd got out of there. And then there was an undercover dude. I'd been just scouting the security dudes who were identified. And
yeah,
then this undercover...
Course.
And he stood in front of me and he went, "You're coming with me." And I said, "No, I'm going to work." And he went, "No, you're not. Don't make me drag you." So then he kind of grabbed me and we went to the back thing, down some stairs, and I sat in the little manager's office. And then the manager came in and he said, "Why are you stealing these chocolate pretzels? Why don't you pay for them?"
Oh, my God.
And I said, "Well, I haven't been paid from my job at Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital."
Oh, you didn't.
And I think the nurses there deserve some chocolate pretzels.
God, you didn't say that, did you?
I did. And it was true. I was stealing the chocolate pretzels.
Come on.
To hand up. Because I was working reception and people would come, the nurses would come and grab some chocolate.
Matter. You wanted that. You wanted that.
I wanted them too, but they also like to have a bit of chocolate on the desk. So it was true, but it just so happened to be the perfect bullshit story.
Yeah, yeah.
And he went, "Oh, and it's got to come out of my pocket, has it?"
Well, fair enough.
Like, no, not your pocket. You're not Jay Sainsbury. Fuck off.
No, he owns a franchise of Sainsbury's.
No,
and that's
no, he does. Sainsbury's isn't franchised. What are you talking about? He doesn't own that Sainsbury's. He's just the manager of that Sainsbury's.
You sure?
He doesn't own the whole
thing. No, you're right.
Thing.
Yeah, of course he doesn't.
Fucking ridiculous. You can't buy a Sainsbury's franchise and run it.
I know, but you can buy a lot of franchises now.
Well,
that's what I'm thinking. But
I reckon he's one of those people that's so invested in his job. I'm the head honcho in his fucking Sainsbury's. No one's going to steal anything from under my nose.
It's not the best job in the world, but I'm going to make it my world.
Yeah. So he gave me a letter to inform me that my invitation to shop at Jay Sainsbury's has been formally revoked following the theft of some Cadbury's chocolate pretzels.
Jesus.
And but he let me go.
Oh, man.
So I was like, just gonna go. You don't have the resources to ban me from every Sainsbury's. What are you gonna do? You're gonna put a picture of me behind the counter of every Sainsbury's in the country?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Get fucked.
Well, I was a bit drunk, and I went into this shop, and we wanted to get a bottle of wine and some Pringles when we got home. And I went to this shop, and I got this bottle of wine and some Pringles, and I walked straight out of the shop, and I went, "Are these ones okay?" to my girlfriend. And she was like, yeah, they'll be fine. And I walked back in the shop and then I went, hang on, I've just walked out the shop. No one gave a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? I'm not going to pay for these. And I just walked out.
Well, they deserve it. Also, in the Apple store, I was in there with my girlfriend a few years ago.
Did you steal from the Apple store?
Well, let me tell the story. It's a bit anticlimactic. But she went in there to get a power cable. Power cable costs...
£15.
Of
course it does, yeah.
£15
Yeah, I know, it's fucking
for a
mental.
Piece of plastic you can get on the internet for £2.69. She wanted to get a nice official one. She just got this iPhone or whatever. So...
Mug.
Yeah, she's a stupid fucking idiot. Stupid fucking idiot. And we were walking around and we asked, excuse me, where's the counter to pay? There's no counter. Come on, it's the Apple store.
Yeah, of course.
This is the 21st century.
Pay with one
We don't have a counter like stupid idiots. This is, you know, the future where, you know, such
work
concepts are just frivolous. So you say, oh, so how do I pay? Well, you have to go up to one of the dudes in blue. So we go up to one of the dudes in blue and he's talking to one of the nerds. So, in your opinion, is the MacBook Air worth getting? Is the processor speed up to snuff? And they're talking for ages and ages and ages and he's just being really obliging. And then finally we get to the guy and we say, can we pay for this? And he says, oh, I haven't got one of those machines. And I said,
hell.
So who does? And he went, I don't know. You'll just have to walk round.
I don't know.
He didn't know. So what? We just walked round,
no,
waiting.
You can never say, I don't know. That guy is a bad retail guy.
Sure is. But nonetheless,
you
he was in there.
You say, I don't know. You say, you offer an alternative.
I can't recall
I'll
at the moment, sir,
you.
But I'll go find out for you right away. May I fellate you in the meantime?
Motherfucker.
So he didn't say any of that. So then we walked around, and the whole time I'm thinking, they're making this really difficult to pay for this overpriced fucking piece of shit. And I don't think there's any scanners on the doors. So I thought I'd retired from shoplifting. But I thought I might come out of retirement just for this one last job. But because I was with my girlfriend, I thought, oh, it would be terrible for her if I got caught while I was with her.
And, it would, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe I wasn't
yeah,
with
my
girlfriend.
Yeah, but then no, because then you just go, well, I'm sorry, I've gone up to him. He doesn't know. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, that's what you do.
I reckon there should be a rule that
you're
banned
from all Apple products.
If you don't, if from the moment you've decided, like you're queuing, or you've decided that you're ready to pay, it should be 20 minutes tops. And if you can't pay in 20 minutes,
yeah, I mean that's a long time.
Then you get to just take it, whatever it is, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So when you're at a restaurant and you finished your meal and you're waiting around for ages, if it takes more than 20 minutes to leave, because that's my least favourite part of eating in a restaurant now, because I eat in restaurants all the time, very successful and very important.
Sure.
So I don't hate, and I've also got places to be. You know,
you're important.
I've only got a 20-minute lunch window here, guys, and you're making me late for my next appointment.
But maybe they're really busy because it's
fuck
lunchtime.
No.
Maybe they're rushing around for
their
minimum
wage. Always
they
right
can't
then.
Afford to go out to fucking restaurants every day, Ollie.
Oh, yeah.
They probably eat from Tesco. Tesco's meal deal.
Yeah, I should have been more successful in life. I reckon that should be the new rule.
Yeah, I like it.
When I worked for Avalon Television Productions,
right.
More or less every day I went to the Sainsbury's, that's a 10-minute walk from there, took whatever food I wanted from the sandwich and crisps and meal deal bit, and just walked to the restaurant and sat in the restaurant and ate it. You don't even have to leave the place. You can just eat it in the shop. But because there's no scanners...
Oh, my God.
So I just have it in my hand, and then I'd walk back to the entrance and then walk over to the restaurant, just going to have a nice sit-down in the restaurant, and then I'd just sit there with my sandwich and my crisps and eat it.
Wow. And you wouldn't pay?
Oh, no. Fuck you, Jay Sainsbury.
Wow.
Thanks for lunch. Your mug.
I'm glad you're banned. I used to work for
Sainsbury's. It doesn't stop me.
I got fired.
What for?
Because I wrote a clerk's quote. Everyone was writing on the toilet wall, like, Johnny fucking was here.
Mm-hmm.
Mark's a cunt or something, who was the manager I had. He was like a Frankenstein type man.
Mm.
And his hair was sticking right up. Like, really gelled. He was an old fellow.
Oh,
and
just like Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Infamous for his gelled hair.
And then I wrote a whole quote on the wall. Like, I feel good to this, Alan Barr. We're going to make some money. Then you know what we're going to do? We're going to fuck this bitch. We're going to fuck that bitch. I'll fuck anything that moves. And then the rest of it, which I can't remember. And it was like a big, long thing.
Yeah. Sounds like she'd been fired.
And then I wrote a handover note.
Yeah.
And then they were like, this is the same writing. And then I got pulled in for a disciplinary. I was like 16.
You should have covered your tracks a bit better. Right with your left hand next
then
time.
Then I got another job, though, because of that, because I told the guy that I had written something about Mick Foley, and the guy was a massive wrestling fan.
Oh. You'd written something about him, a short story.
I'd written, like, Mick Foley.
Mick Foley woke up. It was a day like many others. In his little life. Nice little short story.
Yeah.
Mm. You shared it with him.
It was nice. It
brought a tear to his eye.
He was a weedy man that used to, like, come and...
A weedy Frankenstein man.
Oh, no, he was a nice enough guy, though, but he was really, like... He was like Rick Moranis.
Mm.
His wife was cheating on him, and he kept going on about it, and he was like... Whoa.
Just like Rick Moranis.
Just
except
like,
Rick Moranis' wife actually died, didn't she? So not very nice of you to say that.
Well, I didn't mean... You know, I didn't want to bring up that Rick Moranis' wife had died. I just meant he looked like Rick Moranis.
Yeah, but you said he was like Rick Moranis. His wife was cheating on him all the time.
Oh, right. No, I didn't mean that. I meant this guy.
That poor woman.
Cheating on him.
Poor blameless dead woman.
You don't know he, so that she
he
wasn't
gave up
cheating.
His movie career to look after his children after that happened, Ben.
Yeah, but
that's
good
why
on
he
him.
Disappeared from our
best,
screens.
Best thing.
After Honey, I Blew Up the Kid.
Best thing he did. Best
Honey,
thing he did. I'd
Honey,
love
I
the
Blew
career.
Up the Kid.
No, but I'd love the career of Rick Moranis.
Honey, I Blew Up the Kid.
He was big for a bit and then he disappeared. Good. He's made his money.
We're so healthy on this one. We're so healthy on this podcast.
Oh yeah.
Ben's very excited about the Wonder Woman movie.
I am, yeah, I am.
And
I am
the trailer.
Excited. Yeah.
Mm. We've ordered the Papa John's pizza.
We have indeed.
So what's next? We haven't really talked about recommendations.
We haven't talked
yet.
About anything. Recommendations this week were Aldo's Adventure. Aldo's Adventure. Cause
yeah. And Hearthstone.
Hearthstone, yes.
And I can already tell from that cheeky expression on your face, Ben, that you haven't done your homework.
It was $2.99.
Like a mischievous child.
It was $2.99
for Aldo's Adventure is nothing.
No. But I looked at it and I was like, yeah, I'm never going to play this. I'm just never going to... It's not the kind of type of game I'm going to play.
But it's a beautiful, serene experience.
Yeah, it
experience.
Looks beautiful and nice. Yeah, but it's on my phone. And also, at the moment, my phone is completely cracked to shit.
Yeah, well...
So whenever I look at my phone, it's stressful. I'm like, fuck, I need to get that fixed.
Sometimes I think that text you sent me meant nothing to you.
What text?
When you said that you felt that you'd let the side down and you'd
no,
never
I did,
let you down
but Aldo's
again.
Adventure was like $2.99
like
on the App Store.
An abused
I
girlfriend.
It.
I keep coming back thinking he'll change. He'll change. He says he'll change.
Yeah, but...
I believe him this time.
It was $2.99.
You won't even spend $2.99 on me.
Yeah, but it, I would, but the game looks so poo. It's like, oh, it's just jumping. It's just like...
But what a lot of jumping.
I know, but
is.
On my phone it's all cracked and stuff, so I don't get the nice images. It'll be
well, I played Hearthstone because I...
Welcome to the hearth.
That's, yep.
Do you ever dance when... Like, I listen to the music.
No, I find it's starting the up. Sound... We should explain, it is a Blizzard Entertainment card game experience.
Virtual card game.
Yeah, it's basically Magic the Gathering.
If you like Magic the Gathering, but you can't be arsed with all having the cards...
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking beautiful.
Mm.
It's
and
so great.
Instead of, like... Because I think Magic the Gathering, from what I can remember of my wayward youth, it's like... Light and forest and water and whatever, and they have like priest and paladin and rogue and mage and stuff, all the usual fantasy classes, including druid and paladin. But
I got a new shaman.
Did you?
I got like a shaman character. Yeah. I never play as a shaman, so wasted.
You should see my shaman deck right now.
Oh.
For how terrible I am as a player, it's pretty good.
I like shamans. I do like shamans. It's the only one I haven't sold off all the cards on.
Mm.
Like on my priest and my paladin, I've sold off every card you possibly can.
Because you can disenchant cards that you don't want in order to build
cards.
Other cards.
And I use Icy Veins.
You use Icy Veins?
It's a website. And it's good to kind of look at decks on there, and you get inspiration, and you look at the deck, and you copy a deck, and then you play as it, and then
it's
you kind
very,
of change it.
It's very easy to get incredibly nerdy about. That's
it's
the
great,
that's,
though, isn't
so
it?
So I'm slightly...
I mean, you can
I'm
be
like,
very nerdy.
I'm on the precipice, and I'm like, am I going to dive into
nerdy.
This?
No, it's great. It's so
I
much fun.
I am really enjoying it.
It's so much fun.
So maybe I should just dive into the
it's
water
just
first.
It's so much fun.
And the other nice thing is I've got my girlfriend into it big time.
There you
she's
go.
Like well into it. She's
Ollie?
Much better at it than I am.
Like,
so I've got that's the dream.
You started off this podcast quite angry, but you're the luckiest man in the world.
What? Because my girlfriend plays Hearthstone with me.
Hayley, my girlfriend, would never. She wouldn't even like. I don't know. What am I thinking?
There's no denying
even consider
that.
Consider the idea.
Hayley is a complete waste of space. But
of course,
my girlfriend, she is wonderful. Yeah, but she's also quite nerdy.
Yeah, but that's just...
and kind of obsessive. Oh. And she likes board games. So this, and I hate board games. So I never play them with her.
I played an amazing board game.
Was
the
it
other
called
day.
Hearthstone?
It was...
we're talking about it.
Sorry.
So,
can I just say this amazing board game I played?
Yeah.
It was called Betrayal on the on House on the Hill. Not okay. on the House on the Hill. Betrayal on House on the Hill. Right. It was fucking amazing. I'll tell you about it later.
No, I'll tell me about it now.
Well, you start off in this room, and then... So you start moving and you
what,
start...
Your piece on the board.
Yeah, and as you move, you flip over a tile and you see what the next room is, and it tells you, like, things happen in the room. It's like a haunted mansion.
Right.
And then you carry on, you collect stuff, and you raise your stats, and you get items and things. And as it goes on, you eventually find out there's a traitor. So with so many cards, you roll. It's quite in-depth, and then you find out there's a traitor. And then when the traitor card's revealed, there's 50 different ways the game can go.
Oh.
And I played it two times, and the first time we all got shrunk down, and the traitor sent cats after us, so they were like huge cats after
us. You got shrunk down?
We got shrunk down, so all our stats go down. It's like role-playing.
Okay.
But
so it's
really
like got
cool.
magical elements to it.
Yeah. Well, one this one did.
Yeah.
And then we had to find a toy aeroplane to charge it up.
Of course.
And then fly out.
Ah.
And then the second time we played... No, that was the second time, but the first time we played...
What hijinks happened this time?
Someone... we all started ageing. Like, loads and loads and loads.
We're already doing that, then.
No, but we aged like 10 years, and I was an 8-year-old girl at the start.
Oh.
And I aged to like 18, and then I was 28.
Yeah.
And then eventually I died of old age, and everyone else around me died of old age, and we didn't finish the game.
Oh.
But
just your kind of board game.
That's only 2 out of 48 possibilities. Fucking great game.
Mm.
I'm going to buy it. But anyway, sorry. Hearthstone.
Hearthstone also has plenty of possibilities, because you sort of do... It's like Magic the Gathering. You hire... You sort of... Well, not hire minions. You cast minions, and then you... all the cards have different mana costs, and there's spells, and
just you talking about it just makes me Hearthstone.
We should play Hearthstone after this. Yeah. You can play on my laptop, and I really hope I win first time. That would really, you know, give me a morale boost and a shot of confidence.
Yeah, but you never will.
I won't.
You
will
never
I?
Will.
No, probably
my
not.
My deck is fucking beautiful.
Yeah, because there is a thing. The only problem I have with it is, like with a lot of online games, including, you know, shooters, but every single one, people are just a lot more invested in it than I am.
Yeah.
And so I will play people that are meant to be the same rank as me, because you get sort of ranked and you're meant to be paired with people of a similar rank. And that's how it's supposed to be fair. But especially early on, when I wasn't that great a player, it just seemed like everybody had many, 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 many more cards than me.
They have made it fairer, though, with the standard play and the wild play.
Right.
So they've made it fairer, because now you can only use cards from, like, a certain time.
Mm.
Otherwise,
there's
so many.
There's so... Yeah, the people that just put something down, it costs 2 mana and it deals 50 damage, and you'd be like, oh, all right, well, I guess I'm dead immediately, and... It was just... It wasn't... fun to be completely
never,
destroyed
yeah,
every
know,
time
because
it doesn't feel like there's much strategy
it's
when you've
like
got no chance,
like Star Wars Battlefront.
Right.
I've only recently started to get quite good at it.
Mm.
And now I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah,
but at first you just die at a time
and
you
feel like you're
again.
Such a noob.
Yeah, I know, and it sucks, but
and
just
make you
want
to keep playing.
Yeah, but you get over that.
Mm.
Once you and when you start winning and you get a boat, and you get a win streak, 3 in a row, your stars start going up and up and up. It's like, push, 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 push.
Yeah.
I think you gain 3 stars every time you win, when you're on a win streak.
Mm.
And you just get to that point, and then you get the treasure chest. And then when the season's over, you get to open that treasure chest, and it's got like a nice new card in it. Or like the higher you go, the better reward you get.
Oh, I see.
And it's just like, oh.
Yeah. See, there's lots to do, and there's lots of wasted time. It is nice... It is nice that they've balanced it so that you don't have to... Because at first, when you look at it, because you can buy cards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Buy packs of cards. And one of the nice features in it, I thought was really, really nice, is you buy a pack, but then you have to go into a little place to open the pack.
Yeah, so cool.
So they've clearly trying to tap into that nostalgia of when you used to go to the newsagent and buy a pack of your favourite stickers or whatever and like open them up.
You don't want
to
turn them over. You're like,
oh, I don't know what it's going to be. Yeah, and it could be anything. It's sort of randomised. But at least one of them will be rare. Or whatever. And so you get the disappointment like, oh, there wasn't anything I particularly see myself using in that one. And then some packs you get a kind of, two of the super cool characters. And so I like that. But at first, when I saw that you could buy them, I was like, ah, so they're going
to
try and get me into microtransactions and all that shit.
Well,
but you don't first of all, you don't have to.
No.
Because you can do all other things. You can win cards and you can disenchant cards
you
don't
want. It just takes longer.
And it takes longer. But you're enjoying it so much and you were given so much free fun. At a certain point, when I wanted some more cards, I didn't feel that bad paying a couple of quid for a couple of packs of cards.
I rarely buy cards. Because I'd be like,
just maybe like once every other week or something, I might be like, you know what, I'll give you $2.50 or whatever it is. But because that seems fair.
I save up my coins. You can win coins by doing daily challenges.
Right.
So like lay 35 minions. Mm. Or you get a free pack if you watch a friend. At the moment, if I watch a friend play a game, I get a free pack.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Ooh, and Tavern Brawl.
Hot gossip.
Have you played that yet?
No.
Well, Tavern Brawl, you press it and it's a random thing. So you could be playing with cards that you've not got. They could be like the best cards ever. Mm. And it's like a really cool thing. But every one you win, if you win one, you get a card, you get a pack.
Mm.
Which is nice. So yeah, you don't have to pay unless you really want to get there quicker.
Yeah. But yeah, then, so it's a nicely balanced system. Yeah. And it's well put together. There's some thought. I mean, it seems like every card has its own little sound effect when you place it down.
And they all work together. That's when I started getting good.
My favourite one is, we must cleanse the Sunwell.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck does that mean?
I know.
It's like I can't even remember what the card is. You place it down. So every time me and my girlfriend are playing,
it's like Sunwell cleric or something.
You just hear like, we must cleanse the Sunwell.
Hayley gets so annoyed when it's like,
oh, the Murlocs, they come out like,
yeah. Oh, it's so good though. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
And have you learned that you can like play with the things around the screen?
Yeah. And I like taunting too much. Especially I like when I get destroyed. When I'm getting destroyed, I like to turn the cockiness up. If I'm getting destroyed as the mage, I like her to say like, my magic will tear you apart.
Yeah, but then when I get that, when I'm on two health and they're just taunting a lot, I'm like, oh yes, I'm like, fresh fish. I used to hate that. I used to play online poker a lot, and every time I'd always play poker like acting like I'm shit for a few hands. Ooh. On online poker I act like I'm completely shit and people go like, fresh fish, they could, and I'm like, oh yeah, you just wait, pal.
Mm.
You just wait, because then they can't predict at all.
Do you ever get into that online blackjack scam?
Scam?
Mm.
What?
Oh yeah. Did you not see? Maybe you weren't at university or like around the same time, but like, when I was at Warwick, there was this thing going around, like all these signs around the campus, like, check out this sort of website for instructions on how to make some fast money. And at first, I was ignoring them because I was like, of course, it's going to be some sort of weird scam.
Yeah.
And then my flatmate and long-time friend, John Plant, was looking into it, and he taught me all about it. And basically, there was this loophole someone had discovered that was based around the fact that when you sign up to a lot of these online casinos, they give you a free £100 to play with.
Yeah.
A lot of them only give you that after you've played a certain number of hands. So he worked out the most close to kind of risk-free way to play the requisite number of hands.
Yeah.
And then after you've played it, because you put 100 quid of your own money in, after you've played it, on average, you'll be 6 quid less after 2,000 hands. If you use his system, because you'll win one hand. It's all based on playing £1.
What's the point of being £6?
Because then the 100 quid kicks in, and then you withdraw all the money. So you play. They want you to not just play £1 rounds of blackjack.
Right.
They want you to play with 100 quid of your own money, lose all of it, and more. And then after you've played a certain number of hands, they say, oh, here's another 100 quid, carry on playing. Whereas this guy had worked out, if you play £1 rounds of flatjack, and he gave you all the all the like hands to play and the best moves to make depending on what they've got and what you've got, and so you just follow that system. So you do have to play 2,000 rounds of blackjack following a system,
for £94.
A bit like having a job, but in about 3 or 4 hours, say, you could make 94 quid or a lot more.
Good. Yeah.
And if you went round all the different casinos, my mate made over a grand doing it.
Oh man.
And You know, it's
you can't do it now.
You're sat in front of your computer, but you can watch a movie on another screen, or you can listen to music, or you can do it while you're chatting to mates or whatever, because it's very automatic. I got in quite late, and they were already starting to sort of suss it out and like shut it down. But I still made about £400
nice
doing it at a time when I really needed it because I was a student. And
well, I worked at Pizza Hut. Having to feed the disabled.
Ah, like a mug.
Yeah.
Should have been playing blackjack.
Yeah.
Shit. Hearthstone. Yeah, it's good fun.
Hearthstone, it's great.
And I really like being nerdy with my girlfriend. Mm. Like, I like that yesterday I was working from home, but on my lunch break we played a few rounds of Hearthstone.
It's lovely, isn't it?
And I just liked kind of saying the sentence like, you're never going to beat my shaman deck to my girlfriend. And she's like, oh, I'm just going to play around with my priest. I think my priest needs to have
a
few.
Oh, priest?
She has all... She's trying to get a good deck for every character.
Oh, no, no. That's the worst thing you can do.
But she thinks, wouldn't it be boring to just playing with the same...
No, because then you become a master.
Yeah, that's I'm not sure she's interested in that. Yeah, and I'm quite pleased because it means it's equal. Like, I'm terrible. She's... better than terrible.
See, but for you, that's what you've got. You've got to decide. I'm either a hunter, a mage, a warrior, or maybe a shaman. I've kept those four as like maybe those two as mages.
Shaman, come on.
Shaman.
Man. Yeah.
But all the others have just disenchanted everything. And you get gold cards.
Mm.
And they're worth even more.
Is there a black market?
Oh, they could. No, I don't think so.
Like a CSGO.
I've looked on eBay because when I played The Simpsons, tapped out, I bought donuts on eBay. I bought like billions of donuts for like £2.
Mm.
And then I was like, I can just play this now. It was like just paying for the game. And now I could just play it and it got boring.
Mm.
But with Hearthstone, I tried to see if there's any way around it to buy decks or. But nothing. There's nothing.
Mm. It's highly regulated.
There's people that will grind it for you.
Right.
So there's people that will just play game after game after game after game after game.
Yeah. We'll play a computer game for you.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like
it just seems like it's such an odd world we live in.
Have you not heard of like League of Legends?
I really like this game, but I don't really want to play it. Can you play it for me? I'll pay you.
League of Legends is massive for it.
Really?
Yeah. Huge.
Do you remember that scene in Silicon Valley? Have you seen that season 3?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I thought that was one of the.
Yeah, so
it was.
Good.
That's how you know Silicon Valley's a cut above the rest.
The scene was, so they're all...
Oh, yeah, I'm about to describe it, don't worry. But it was just one of those moments where it was like...
Yeah, yeah.
This is what... They go above and beyond.
Yeah, so great.
Spoiler alert, but near the end of season 3, it turns out that Jared has enlisted, like, a click farm to make it look as though they're... platform is getting loads of views, like daily active users, and then it just has this great scene where this guy wakes up in like Bangladesh and he just like goes down the stairs and you see him getting on his moped, might be making this up, and he goes out to somewhere and gets off and he just walks into this quite dank looking room full of computers and just sits down and starts logging into their platform.
Piper.
But the thing that was really bleak about it was when because they usually go into a really cool hip-hop track on the credits, and it's all like, bow, 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 bow.
Yeah, yeah.
And on this one, you just heard the clicks, just this... for, like, 5 minutes.
But it's crazy, though.
It's so bleak.
It's so weird that exists.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Madness. That's what made it so...
But, like, from World of Warcraft, that happened. Like, people farming for gold and selling gold. I bought gold. I bought gold on the internet for World of Warcraft so I could buy a flying mount.
You know what you need to do for gold in World of Warcraft?
What?
Tell you this scam that we came up with.
Ah.
Not really a scam, actually. It's just a troll. But some people rewarded us with astronomically large amounts of money. We
Why didn't you sell it?
My mate and I, John Plant, previously mentioned, signed up for World of Warcraft. And we just thought, we'll do the free trial just for like an evening or all night or whatever when we were younger. And we made this little pathetic little fucking troll man called Ojmodge. And his whole thing was he would just walk around being absolutely kind of pathetic but super, super arrogant.
Right.
And he would go up to people who were many, many levels and start kind of being quite short with them and like demanding that I'll give you such and such if you kill 3 rabbits, do it now, all that sort of stuff. But then we progressed to... going up to people, and you can see their character name, so it might be like Arthrax or whatever. And so we'd go up to that person, we'd say, are you Arthrax, the Stormbringer? And then they would go, yes. And I would say, I've been sent. I've travelled many planes to find you. And then we'd usually like spin them a tale about how important it was that this thing we had to tell them. And quite often they'd play along. And at one point we had
Were you in the role play servers?
Sorry?
Were you in the role play servers?
Don't think so. Just the normal game. Just the game.
See, people, whenever, if anyone tried to do stuff like that, I'd always be like, fuck off.
No, these people, we managed, I think some of them thought, this might be something to this. At one point we had like 4 or 5 different characters following us. And then, because we were so small, we jumped on a little like felled tree and addressed everyone.
Really?
And we, because you can type chat and it appears above their heads. So we would just be like, just stringing them along for as long as possible. So we'd say, it's very, very important what I have to tell you. Yeah. But first, some context. It was a sunny day. And I strolled through the markets of Arcadia or whatever. And we just carry on spilling this kind of fantasy genre story for as long as possible. And some people got pissed off and said, oh, like, fuck off. But some people seem to enjoy the fun encounter. And because we were like level 2 or whatever, because we hadn't done anything else, the amount of gold they gave us made us like the richest level 2 character.
Because
when you're at that level, that's all the money in the world. So some people gave us sort of like 4 gold or whatever, and we're like, I could actually buy that gold in real life for some money.
Yeah, but when you're that level, you've got so much gold, you're just like, have 4 gold, you know what it means. I used to do that. I used to give like level ones like 10 gold. Be like, just have 10 gold, mate.
It makes you feel good.
Yeah, and they were like, thank you so much.
Makes you feel like the big man.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you'd say, all you need to do for it is give me your Skype name, show me a little bit of boob.
Yeah.
Or some dick. Not choosy. Work for your gold, boy.